You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship. With previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Alley Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the latest of the William Hill Daily Darts podcasts. We're going to look ahead to day 5 of the William Hill World Darts Championship and plenty more to look forward to on Monday. But before we get stuck into Monday's action, we'll be hearing from Rod Harrington shortly. Let's just take a look back at what happened on Sunday. And we'll start with Stephen Bunting, who was a 3-0 winner against Gian Artut, and the former Lakeside champion caught up with us on the back of his match.
I've had a really good practice regime at home. I've had Anastasia down putting me through my paces. I've had John Bowles and Steve Barrow as well. And no, I'm not being funny. The hardest game in this World Championships is that first round. They've changed it round a bit this year. The stage is on the other wall and there's a bit more fans in. Adds to the spectacle, really. And no, there's no greater stage in World Arts than the one we play on here. And just to get through to the second round is an achievement in itself, to be honest.
Well, the last time we saw you on this William Hill World Championship stage, you're in tears after losing to Raymond van Barneveld. Tears of joy, though, saying some nice things. It could be Barney you face next. Would you relish that opportunity?
I would, to be honest. Barney's a great player, but at the end of the day, so am I. I've got to start believing in myself and stop moping around and thinking everyone else is better than me. Said a few things in my head that probably I shouldn't have done, and I'm a bigger and better player than that. It's hard in this PDC, and you know that you've got to play to your best no matter who you play to win your game. And I'll have a great Christmas, get that out the way with the family, and then come back on Boxing Day and I'll be ready for Barney.
It's still, you know, it's not quite 2 years. This is the last tournament you've got at the end of the two-year ranking system. So this is all free money in a way to see how far you can get up the rankings. It's a good time to take stock at the end of this tournament. You could be 300 grand further up the rankings if it all goes to plan.
I've not looked at that, to be honest. I don't know where 300 grand would take me, but I would imagine it'll push me a hell of a way up. At the end of the day, I've come into this tournament 17th. I think the likes of Whitlock and people like that were defending big money. So the pressure's on them, really, to obviously keep hold of their money. As I say, there's no pressure on me at all. I'll just keep plodding along, try and take my best A game up on that stage. And whether it be Van Barneveld or Van Divenbord, I've just got to take my best form.
So Stephen Bunting safely through to the second round. His opponent in the next round will be Raymond van Barneveld, who beat fellow Dutchman Dirk van Dievenbode. And he told us about his performance in the first round and the prospect of facing Stephen Bunting in round two.
I helped Dirk to one or two sponsorships, you know, to Unicorn, and we play in the same Super League team in The Hague for the last 2 years. We practice together, you know, afternoon sessions, night sessions. So I know Dirk quite well, you know. So as soon as that draw came out, I was thinking, oh no, you know, just give me an Englishman or you, I don't care, but not a fellow countryman. At the end, you have to stay professional, of course, but it wasn't easy. I never ever felt comfortable, you know, practicing. I was practicing my doubles, practicing my finishes. I never ever was comfortable today. I don't know why. But maybe there's a little bit of explanation. You know, my youngest daughter is nearly giving birth to my grandson, so maybe last Wednesday she was predicted to have a baby. But it's still going on. So every time of the day I'm calling back home. So hopefully when I fly back tomorrow morning, it's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 days.
Well, that could be a new member of the Van Barneveld clan to watch you at this William Hill World Championship when you return after Christmas.
Yeah, a small bellman is coming up. No, I will be proud, you know. My first grandson, so next time I'm on stage with grey hair and a stick.
You will be playing Stephen Bunting when you're back. And, of course, we saw you play a great game here last year on this stage. Yeah, do you relish the opportunity to play him again?
Of course, Stephen is a fantastic player. I follow him for the last 2-3 years now when he won the BDO, and he won the World Masters, won the Embassy. Then he came over, you know, the first Pro Tour weekend he won. Last year was a bit struggling, you know, in the World Series and in the Premier League, but he's still fantastic, you know. A couple of weeks ago, maybe 1 or 2 months ago, he beat me in the Pro Tour. So he's dangerous. He's fast, you know. He hits 180s so easy, 140s. So I'm going to prepare myself really well for that. So for me, maybe only one day Christmas, you know, like the 25th, and before and after that, practice hard.
Another of the stars of Sunday's action was Mensah Sulevic. He came back from one set down to win his first round match against Jermaine Wataminna. And he caught up with the guys at Tungsten Tales on the back of his match, and we can hear his thoughts through his interpreter.
A fantastic performance, being one set down and then turning out the round with as good a performance as we've seen so far at the World Championship.
Yeah, he's really glad of the win. In the beginning, he didn't start it really well. That's why he stayed on the big stage to practice. And yeah, finally he got his range to play darts again, to play better, and he knows he can play, because all of a sudden this year was amazing for him. And yeah, he was a little bit disappointed in the beginning, but it came out really good for him.
We've seen how much it meant with the celebration at the end, dancing on the stage, which is good, and water over the head. Was he just very hot, or is that a new thing he's going to do, chucking water over it?
Normally he did it already in Austria every time he wins, and he was thinking now he's lost 5 years in a row now, first round, so that's why he put it this time on the big stage, because he wanted to break range, yeah, to win his first game after 5 years here in the Alle Pally.
A couple of weeks ago, I was doing a darts exhibition with Raymond van Barneveld, and with Tungsten Tales, we asked the crowd who they thought would be crowned world champion, and as many people said Mensah Sulevic as they did any other player. It shows how things are going.
Ich glaube nicht, ich bin noch nicht reif, aber ich hoffe, ich komme ein paar Runden weiter.
He's thinking not that he's going to win, but he's not ready at now, and he thinks he can go far, but not winning it.
Well, he was 150-1 at the start of the tournament, he's now 66-1, so already he's got the bookmakers running scared.
150.
Yeah. We have to ask them if they can wait. He wants to bet on a 150.
Eric Bristow's partner has got a bet on you. She told me that. And she knows her diet, so that's good. But, will he be going home to Austria, or will he be staying over Christmas in the UK?
Yeah, he's flying tomorrow back home, and then come back on the 26th.
Right, okay. Well, against David Pallett, another game to look forward to.
He's also a team member of Bulls. He is always trying to get in his game. Otherwise, David Pallett is a really youngster, and he's hungry to win. And it's always going to be difficult if Mensah is not in his game. Everybody can beat him.
Well, say congratulations and best of luck for the game against David.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And another of the impressive winners on Sunday was Jamie Cavan, who gained a straight sets victory over Rob Sabo. Quite a convincing victory from Jamie Cavan, and he also spoke to the guys at Tungsten Tales.
Great performance. I mean, you've never been past the second round of the World Championship, but I think about 96 average. Don't worry too much about the averages, but that's just about as good as we've seen, really. Mm. And you didn't know who you was going to be playing. Does that make it any trickier? Because you can't, at the end of the day, you're throwing darts at a dartboard, but you, in advance, it's nice to know perhaps who you're going to go to battle with.
Yeah, I think so, because when the draw's done, you know, every player tunes in and watches it done on Sky Sports, and they like to know who they're playing and like to get themselves prepared. But when you're playing a prelim winner, you can't really sort of prepare to play a player, because you don't know who's going to win. I knew that Rob's been here before. I know he took a set off Phil a couple of years ago, so I knew that he could play, you know. Long gone are the days where you get a prelim winner and it's like, oh, happy days, you know. Because they can all play now. Yeah. You know, there's never a gimme. Yeah. So, and obviously Rob has won the prelim game, he's used to the stage and all that, so obviously it's like I'm trying to keep my ears in and trying to get myself focused. You, all you can do is like sort of play yourself, you know. Yeah. You can judge it on yourself. don't matter who you play, you can't defend. It's not like football or, no. or cricket or rugby, or you can't tackle anybody, catch a ball or anything. You've just got to let them play and do your own thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know that this 2015 has not been the best year. We spoke about it in Minehead, but this year is like a new slate. 2016, brand new. Let's give it a real go. So I've put loads of practice in, loads of effort, loads of hours, and then let's see how we go. You know, and it was enough today. It was good. I my finishing was pretty sharp. After we got by the first set, I think it was 3-2. I could have lost the first set, and then it'd have been a bit of a negative. But because I won that, I tried to build on that and hit him hard quickly.
Yeah.
And it was over pretty sharpish after that. Yeah. So, you know, it's important for myself to make sure that I'm doing everything I can as a dart player to do to make sure that I'm playing well enough for me myself.
Yeah.
Going forward, Ricky Evans next. Mm. I've been informed. He played brilliant against Simon last night.
Yeah.
He was on the doorstep of defeat when he was two sets down, two legs down, and played brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, you can't fault him for that. Very quick, which I like, because I'm a momentum player anyway. So it's a massive opportunity for everyone, really, because everyone can play. It's about turning up and doing your best on the day. And if you turn up and play darts, you can win anything.
Yeah.
There's nobody left in this tournament that I've not beaten, I don't think, at any point. So why not?
Yeah, like you mentioned that 2015 draws to a close, and it'd be nice if you're here in 2016, wouldn't it, in the late stages. I mean, obviously you're going to have a good Christmas anyway, but yeah, 2016, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? You're still here and you're still sat here, maybe that'd be good.
You know, it's a case of if it's your day, it's your day.
Yeah.
You know, the last time I had any sort of form where it didn't matter who was against me, I'd win, was when I did the double header in Wigan. You know, and it didn't matter who. I could have had Taylor or Van Gogh, and I think they were in Dubai doing the World Series at the time. But it wouldn't have mattered because I knew I was doing the business myself.
Yeah.
I think the final, on the second day, I played Jelle Klassen in the final, and I averaged 110. I was absolutely exhausted, but I knew I was playing so lovely.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. It could have been everybody I played on that day together,
yeah.
and I'd have still won. That was,
the
and if you've got that in your mind, you can do anything.
That's
the thing. You can achieve anything you want.
So that's a little bit of a look back at day four of the William Hill World Darts Championship. Let's get stuck into Monday's action. Day five is fast approaching, and once again, we can hear from Rod Harrington. He's going to give us his best bets for Monday in the latest edition of Rod's Odds.
Welcome to day five here at Alexandra Palace for the William Hill World Darts Championship, and what a couple of matches I've got for you this evening. The World Grand Prix champion Robert Thornton takes on Alan Norris, one of the best players from the BDO to move over to the PDC. Big scorers, they both have the scoring power, and there's going to be plenty of sets. I think it's going to go all five. Have a look at those odds. Another match I like, Michael Smith against Geoffrey Doisson. Both got the scoring power. I think Michael Smith's going to win it. He may even win this World Championships one day. But Smith to win and Doisson to win a set, good odds. Get on that one. Well, if you like my tips, you'll find them at Will Hill Bet.
Rod Harrington there, then looking ahead to day five of the William Hill World Darts Championship. Plenty more to look forward to at the Alexandra Palace on Monday. And don't forget, you can hear all of the action on William Hill's in-play radio on Monday evening, live from 5 p.m. For all of the night's sport, and plenty of betting opportunities on the website at williamhill.com. So if you're having a bet, good luck, and enjoy day five of the William Hill World Darts Championship.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.